This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Thursday. Okay, so we're going to talk really quickly. Before we're going to do a little rewind of the Joe Biden era that may get under your skin, and then we're going to move on to some emails and other things. But before we get into any of that, I want to point something out. Vladimir Zelensky, you know, the head of Big Cheese in Ukraine, he obviously has been a walking, talking example of how not to conduct yourself during critical negotiations. Maybe you can argue it's battle stress. Maybe he's bad with people. There are people who are just bad with other people. There are. Did you say that's me, Chris? It is not me. Chris said maybe he's something else. I'm not going to say what Chris said. Anyway, I don't know what the answer is. But you remember the White House meeting where it blew up with Trump and J.D. Vance. You know how hard you have to work to screw up that meeting? Trump wanted that for a political win, and he thought he already had it locked in, so much so that the agreement was already in official binders with an official press conference scheduled to sign it. The long meeting on camera that went about 45 minutes was a formality. It was, hey, let's sit in front of the American people. Let's talk. If you actually listen to it, Trump really complimented him the whole time, really almost kissed up to him the whole time, buttering him up like Trump will do when he's making a deal. He's handling it well. Trump knows what he's doing, handling it well. And then Zelensky just, look, there are accusations that he has a drug problem or something like that. I don't know. I don't want to say that. I don't know. You don't want to accuse someone of that if you don't know. But given his lack of rationality, I can see it. Zelensky just decides to explode, and he's interrupting Trump, interrupting Vance, so much so that his ambassador, the Ukrainian ambassador, was caught on camera putting her face in her hands in the front row as the head of Ukraine destroyed the peace agreement that they had come to sign. So again, this is a guy who just doesn't get it. So I thought that I would use this opportunity to maybe help you out, because not everyone knows what they're doing in these situations. Here's what happened. You know Steve Witkoff. You've heard Steve Witkoff's voice on the news. You've heard me play clips of him. He's one of Trump's guys. He's one of these business guys, real estate guys, one of these guys that Trump uses in multiple ways because he trusts him, thinks he's very, very capable. So Steve Witkoff is all over the news programs giving these long interviews. Here's why I want tariffs. He's what the Steve Witkoff, right? You've heard his voice. Okay, you know him. Well, Witkoff is trying to get this thing done. Zelensky decides to drop these quotes. I think Witkoff often quotes the Kremlin narratives. I can't be ungrateful to Americans for everything they did, but they are often, unfortunately, under the influence of Russian narratives. He doesn't look like a military man. He doesn't look like a general, and he doesn't have such experience. As far as I know, he's very good at selling and buying real estate, and this is a little different. Yeah, Chris just said Zelensky's a comedian. Yeah, no, that's true. Yes, look, Zelensky, he can throw on all the military-colored sweats he wants, is still just a comedian. But we'll set that aside. That actually isn't even important for the purposes of our conversation. Calm down, Chris. Calm down. That's correct. Okay, that's correct. The point is not what Zelensky is. That's not the point. The point is, there are situations, many situations in life, where you have to be nice to somebody you don't want to be nice to. Me. Look, it's me. You know how I am. There are situations still. I'm 43. I'm not applying for a job somewhere or something like that. I'm 43. There are situations in life where I have to be nice to somebody that I don't really care for. And if I'm incapable of doing that, and oftentimes I am because it's me, then there are situations where the fallback plan is, if I can't be super nice and super complimentary, I say what? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Silence. My wife knows this about me at this point in time. We've been married long enough. If we're going into a situation with a group of her friends, maybe their spouses, maybe neighbors, maybe something at the church, maybe something there, and she knows that I dislike this particular person or that particular person, she understands asking me to be overly complimentary may not be realistic. So in the very least, she can expect that I won't be a total jerk. I'll just simply be quiet. And when I'm quiet, she gets it. She sees it and she knows that's as good as I can hope for. Okay? He didn't insult him. He didn't say anything mean. I don't have to be embarrassed. He's quiet, and I don't need to press him to talk, because if I press him to talk, what comes out may not be enjoyable for everybody here. So silence is golden. Learning that in life, maybe that, if that sounds, what I just said, did that sound really basic to you? That's something you get. You should understand that there are, I would argue, the majority of people do not get what I just said. People, especially today, lose all sense of themselves. They lose sense of the ego and the feelings of other human beings. It blows me away how often I see people say something, say the wrong thing, that's so obviously the wrong thing, and just destroy a business deal or a relationship or something else. Zelensky, I understand it. Russia is currently in possession of large portions of his territory. He wants that territory back. He's watched the decimation of his country's cities. He's watched his citizens die en masse. I get it. I get the passion. I really genuinely understand it. The United States of America and our good graces, we are the only legitimate friend Zelensky has here. Europe, remember, he's already back talking Europe, because Europe promised all this help and all these troops, and then they didn't deliver anything, nothing to them. Remember what BK said last night? When BK came on the show, it's hour two from last night's show if you missed it. BK said, these European leaders, they promised everything. They don't even have anything to give him. Zelensky, as far as real tangible things go, doesn't have a single friend on earth except for the United States of America. And his friend happens to be, good for Zelensky, the richest, most powerful country on the planet. So if you only had to have one friend, you would want us as that friend. But please, man, I'm asking for your sake. Shut up! Stop saying things like, you don't understand. You're under the influence of Russia. If you can't say anything nice about Trump, Vance, Witkoff, anything, I understand. You've been through a lot. You haven't slept. You're out of cocaine. Whatever your problems may be, I get it. Don't talk. You don't have to say anything. And it's really, really important. I don't mean to make light of it. It's really, really important, because what we're discussing here is the end of a war that has taken 1.5 million lives. And every single day this thing goes on, more people die. So it's one thing if I happen to, if I'm selling RVs and I blow up a sales deal because I couldn't control my mouth. Now, that's one thing. I might miss a car payment or something like that. The stakes of Zelensky and his fat mouth are people dying. Every day the war goes on, more people die. Control your mouth. Learn to control your mouth. I say this as someone who talks for 4 hours a day. Learn to control your mouth, or your mouth will walk you into endless trouble. All right? All right. Let's do some emails and talk about pyramids and monsters under the bed. Let's talk about finding an employee who learns how to control his mouth. Do you have somebody in your office who doesn't? Who's the person who works for you that's a headache? I know you're thinking of somebody. Who creates problems? Who do you come home and complain to your wife about? Complain to your husband about? Why don't you replace them? ZipRecruiter makes this easier than ever now that ZipIntro is here. You know what ZipIntro is? By the way, you get to try this for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipIntro is speed dating for employees. Over video calls. You don't have to go meet them or anything. Back to back to back video calls where you're quickly meeting, assessing, sifting through people, narrowing down the process quickly. Candidates are already lined up, ready to go. You sign up for ZipRecruiter tonight. Tomorrow you're doing ZipIntro. Get rid of that headache, the office gossip, the source of your stress. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Thursday where you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Email those in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, I told you I was going to play it again. I am. Doug Collins sits down with Caitlin Collins, no relation, of CNN, and Doug Collins, VA Secretary Doug Collins, puts on a clinic for you, for me, for all of us, on how to not allow the communist to frame your argument. The communist is your mortal enemy. If the communist wants you talking about something, that's because that something is harmful to you. Therefore, never, ever, 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 ever speak about what the communist wants you to speak about.
Yeah, and I do have questions about the veterans, but given what we saw with the group chat and how this was used, you are a member of the cabinet. You obviously know these other members, several of them who were in there. Is this typical for the cabinet to have conversations over Signal? Is this something that you use?
Well, Caitlin, since you undoubtedly do not want to talk about the VA, I have a question. As VA Secretary, is cabinet, I want to ask you, because I've been curious about this, because my job is to take care of veterans, and I would like to know why CNN is hostile to veterans, especially one in Florida where you just had a $5 million defamation suit taking offense at a veteran who was trying to help people. In fact, one of your employees actually said, we're going to nail him. I have a question for you, Caitlin. Is that employee still employed? Are you really concerned about veterans? So if we don't want to talk about veterans now, you want to talk about everything else, I'd like to hear from CNN as the veteran cabinet secretary why CNN seems to have a problem with veterans.
Well, Mr. Secretary, respectfully, my question was about whether or not you as a member of the cabinet use this. And respectfully, I'm conducting the investigation. And I do have a lot of questions for you on Veterans Affairs, but I don't think it would be unwarranted to ask.
What you want to do is you want to talk about a subject. What you want to do is talk about a subject I've already answered. And if you want to...
Very, very well done. Don't let them bully you. Don't let them make the decisions. You make the decisions. Also, I want to talk about dying at sea because Jewish producer Chris brought it up. And I'm actually curious, where did you even come up with this question? Chris asked me how bad or do, what did you say about dying at sea? Do I think dying at sea would be that bad of all the ways to die? Now, dying at sea, are we talking about you're in the water? Like you fell off a boat or a shipwreck? Or are you in a boat? What do you mean dying at sea? Okay, shipwreck, so I'm in the water. All right. Am I in a raft? Okay, with shipwreck stuff. Okay. So I'm glad you brought this up, as a matter of fact. When's the last time we talked about the Indianapolis? Everyone knows the story of the Indianapolis World War II. Ship goes down, gets torpedoed by a Japanese submarine. A bunch of guys die, burned to death on the way down, and then everyone goes into the water. We know about the Indianapolis because they are eventually rescued after days at sea. Chris, I think you could probably make the case that dying at sea is one of the worst ways to die easily. Easily. It combines almost every possible horror you could imagine. One, you're oftentimes dying of thirst. Dying of thirst, I've never done it. I've been very, very thirsty at times in the Marine Corps where we ran out of water or something like that. Your tongue swells up. I never got to the point of actually hallucinating, but it is not a fast and not a pleasant way to go. Oh, did I mention that once you start dying of thirst, there's a Greek, and I don't know any of the names. I've forgotten them. I used to know them, but you know Greek mythology. One guy, and there's going to be a brainiac listening who knows immediately. One guy in Greek mythology, he'd screwed something up. He made the Greek gods mad, whatever it was. But one of his everlasting punishment was he was constantly thirsty and there was water always just out of reach. For the rest of his life, he was dying of thirst with like the cleanest, most beautiful looking water that he couldn't touch and taste. You're laying there, you're in the ocean, you're dying of thirst, and you're surrounded by water. And you can say it's salt water. How delicious does that look when you're dying of thirst, floating in endless amounts of it? So many of the guys, like the Indianapolis, but this is universal for all shipwreck guys, simply lost it and drank the seawater. And the second you do that, you're going to die very, very quickly because the seawater creates diarrhea, the green apple splatters, and you are going to dehydrate immediately and you'll die. You'll die. That's exactly right. Kidney failure, the works. So you drink the seawater, which you're surrounded by water, you die. And oh, did I mention there are a couple other added elements to it? Ever been sunburnt? How'd that feel? Ever been badly sunburnt? My wife will tell you to this day, I got badly sunburnt so bad on the first day of our honeymoon, we spent the whole rest of the honeymoon in the room with her having to nurse me. It was brutal. You don't have any sunscreen. You don't have any shade. You just sit there and burn. And oh, there's also the little added element of there are monsters underneath you this entire time. And if you're unlucky enough to get shipwrecked with your friends, you get to listen to them get eaten and scream. In fact, if they get pulled under, the top of their body might come up without legs on it. That's what happened to people. It's one of the worst ways you can possibly die, Chris. What a stupid question. I hope you feel bad about yourself. Anyway, let's do some emails. Dear tiny-handed Papa Cream, it's not nice. I started the female vitality stack from Chalk over a week ago. I already feel a difference, and I was skeptical going into this. I've had more energy, a better mood, she said, which all women need, and I just feel better. My mind is sharper. Thanks for the recommendation, and thanks to Chalk. If you read this on the air, I think we all need the Frito Bandito, and says I can say her name. Her name is Taylor. Chris, that's a hot chick name. Almost universally. I mean, she didn't include a picture, obviously, but Taylors are all hot. Also, I told you about the stacks from Chalk. Female vitality stacks and male vitality stacks. You will know. Yeah, 2-3 weeks, I would say. You'll know. You will feel it. You feel so good, and it's natural. The best natural herbal supplements. Get a subscription. Save a fortune. Feel like Taylor feels. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. So we're going to get dark here just for a very brief second, and then we're going to bring it back to the light. Okay, we're going to bring it back to the light. But I was ruined on this today. I'll never forget it. I will never forget it. If you were listening back then, you remember that night. I'll never forget the president of the United States of America feeling comfortable to look at the American people in the eye and tell them that he was losing patience with us.
He's been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
I am all ears. In fact, I'm asking, can anybody tell me, Chris, Corey, is there another time in the history of the United States of America where a president has said something like that for any reason to the American people? We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. I can't think of anybody, Republican or Democrat, at any time in the history of the country. Presidents don't say that to the American people. They just don't say that. It's not done. It's not done. But remember, when Joe Biden was speaking, it was the communists all around them. It was their voice was coming out of his mouth. That's how these people really are. They're all tyrants as soon as they get power. The second they get power, hey, I'm losing my patience with you. Do what I tell you or else. These people are monsters, man. Remember that. As frustrated as you or I may get with the useless GOP, you just can't ever vote for Democrats again. Not until they change. Not until they, I just, bull.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
Our patience is wearing thin? Who do these people think they are? All right, that's enough of the darkness. Because I'm going to talk about something cool. There's a vast city, according to Woke Spy, a vast city discovered underneath Egypt's pyramids. Now, you may think that's crazy. Let me tell you something that I've really, really learned over a while. And it hit home to me when I was in Rome. Remember, I told you we went to Rome. And of course, if I'm in Rome, you know me. I'm going to drag my family, my poor family, around to every historical thing we could possibly find. And so we were always go to these old ancient parts of Rome. And your mind doesn't do this, right? Your mind doesn't think like this. They're always lower than everything else. And okay, so for instance, this one big area, it was a really important area. It was the area where Julius Caesar, where they burned his body. People still leave flowers to this day. It's a really popular historical area. Picture it like a big park. Only it's low. It's in a depressed area. It's lower than everything else around it. We had this tour guide who was telling us about this is where this and this is where that happened. And he said, in Rome, they have this constant struggle. There's a constant debate because there is a huge amount of ancient Rome still there, still undiscovered, but they have to excavate current parts of Rome to get down to it. We, in our minds, we don't think in that way. Old things, ancient things, things 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. That's right, Chris. People build on top of them. You bring in soil. Naturally, it happens. Old things, whole buildings are down below us. Below us. Something as old as ancient Egypt, I guarantee you there are vast things underneath it. What, Chris? Chris said they're talking like 100 miles below. Well, think about this. How old is ancient Egypt? Now, see, Chris is shaking his head. Now, listen. Ancient Egypt, as far as things we have records on, obviously there were other people in other parts of the world. I don't know. I don't remember the exact time, but aren't we talking like a 3,000-year empire here? And Egypt still stands today. It's not like it's gone. How much is down below? Isn't it kind of cool to think? I only brought this up. It has nothing to do with the news or anything else. It's kind of cool, but also creepy, yet super interesting to know there is so much history beneath our feet, and we don't know it. What, Chris? If it was a big cave system, would I go exploring? I would kill to go exploring. You could tell me, you know how there were booby traps in the Egyptian pyramids? They had the booby traps set up. You could tell me that there were booby traps down there, and I would probably still go. I would put on, I have a leather jacket. I have a hat. I use it to, what, Chris? I use it to go dove hunting. And yes, I would buy a whip, and I would go, you think I'm kidding? You know I'm not kidding. I would put on all my gear, and I would go into these caves, and I would be able to, you remember what happened with the bottle cap? How I was in the pitch black and I was drinking a body armor, a Gatorade, and I dropped, don't shake your head, Chris, and I dropped the bottle cap and it was pitch black and it landed on black carpet and I reached down and I knew, there's something, a superpower. I knew where that black cap was. I reached down and grabbed it immediately and picked it up. I would be the perfect person to take down into the caves. Why are you shaking your head? Yes, I would. Those booby traps are way worse than dying at sea. No, Chris. No. No, they're not. No, they're not. And anyway, I wouldn't worry about the booby traps. I know to look for pressure points on the ground. I know to stay out of little rays of sunlight. Remember that part in Raiders of the Lost Ark? I know that. I understand that there are going to be areas where arrows will come out of the walls. I'm also ready for that too. I may even bring along a shield system of some kind. Oh, I would go into those caves. I've told you, I want to go into the Iwo Jima caves. And I know that they're like 140 degrees and that there's all kinds of poisonous volcanic gas in there. I would come up with yeah, that's exactly right, Chris, a mask, an oxygen system of some kind. Think about this. There are still thousands of Japanese bodies entombed inside of Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima. What do they look like now? Did the gas completely decay everything? Or did it preserve them? What about the weapons? Think what you would discover as far as letters home, books, journals. What? You don't find that stuff? I couldn't read them? Chris, I would learn Japanese. It can't be that hard. All those Japanese people do it. How hard could it be for me? I would learn Japanese. Anyway, that would be awesome. You know what? I might become an archaeologist. I actually looked into that like every other kid did after I got done watching all the Indiana Jones movies. But then I found out, you know, you have to go to college. That was a big no. That was a big no for me. And I don't think there's any treasure hunting at all. Kansas babysitter is checking for monsters and finds a man hiding under her bed. She then had a tug of war, like a fight with the guy. And apparently the child was knocked over and the police came and got him. A 27-year-old man hiding under the bed was charged with aggravated kidnapping, aggravated burglary, aggravated child endangerment, felony obstruction of law enforcement, and violation of a protection from abuse order. I only read this because Ob is constantly afraid that someone's under the bed, and if she's listening now she's going to have nightmares. That's the only reason I read it. Anyway, let's do some emails next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Ask, or no, it's not an Ask Dr. Jesse. It's Thursday. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you can email the show and should your Ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, one more time, as promised, thank you for the reminder, Chris. Doug Collins shows us, don't let them frame the argument, no matter what.
Yeah, and I do have questions about the veterans, but given what we saw with the group chat and how this was used, you are a member of the cabinet. You obviously know these other members, several of them who were in there. Is this typical for the cabinet to have conversations over Signal? Is this something that you use?
Well, Kaylin, since you undoubtedly do not want to talk about the VA, I have a question. As VA secretary, is cabinet, I want to ask you, because I've been curious about this, because my job is to take care of veterans, And I would like to know why CNN is hostile to veterans, especially one in Florida where you just had a $5 million defamation suit, taking offense at a veteran who was trying to help people. In fact, one of your employees actually said, we're going to nail him. I have a question for you, Kaylin. Is that employee still employed? Are you really concerned about veterans? So if we don't want to talk about veterans now, you want to talk about everything else, I'd like to hear from CNN as the veteran cabinet secretary why CNN seems to have a problem with veterans.
Well, Mr. Secretary, respectfully, my question was about whether or not you as a member of the cabinet use this. And respectfully, I'm conducting the investigation. And I do have.
That's so good. Jesse, Costco has a frozen pizza. It's head and shoulders above anything else I've ever had. It's a rectangular-shaped Detroit-style pizza. The brand is Motor City Pizza Company. It's outstanding. Chris, Corey, have you guys ever had Motor City Pizza Company? We need to do a taste test. What? Why are you rolling your eyes, Chris? We won't. What? What? It's not a redneck wine tasting. Maybe we need to dig into the frozen pizza situation in this country. We have, don't we have, can't we cook pizza in that toaster oven? Do we have a toaster oven? Oh, it's got to be small. Is there any way we can get a bigger one? Chris, can you find us a sale or something? I know I have a pizza oven, Chris. It takes these wood pellets and I don't like it. It's not been able to work. I want just a regular frozen pizza oven that we can have a frozen pizza taste test for the show to help people. I'm trying to help people, Chris, and you're holding me back. You know who's not trying to help people? These monsters, the demons in the Colorado House of Representatives. Remember how many times we've called them anti-humans?
That savings comes from the averted births that will not occur because abortions happened instead. So a birth is more expensive than an abortion. So the savings comes in Medicaid births that will not occur. This bill will actually decrease costs for our healthcare policy and financing department, our Medicaid expenditures in both this year and out years, as the savings from averted births outweigh the cost of covering reproductive healthcare for all Coloradans. But again, a reminder that ultimately the state.
In case you couldn't wade through all the language there. She's talking about the money savings of just killing the baby. Hey, if we just kill it, then we don't have to take care of it. Look at what an incredible budget decision it is to just massacre your unborn baby. But hey, don't call them anti-humans. By the way, you know what else is anti-human? Living with pain. That sucks. And you shouldn't do it. You don't want to have to live with pain. I don't want to have to live with pain. And don't convince yourself that back pain always has to be there, that your neck is always going to hurt, that elbow is going to keep sore and popping. And yeah, I know. Try some Relief Factor. All I'm asking is that you try it. Just try it. They don't sell you a lifetime commitment. It's a 3-week supply, a 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. It's a nutritional supplement, a drug-free supplement, I should say. Drug-free, natural ingredients. The longer you take it, the more it builds up in your body, the better it works. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Also, just another reminder, I know it's a year away, but you better buckle up because I'm going to start harping on this right about now. Texas and the country, by the way, because John Cornyn's votes affect the entire United States of America. We cannot allow this human being to get elected again.
Hi, I'm Texas Senator John Cornyn. The last year has proven quite a challenge as we've navigated the impact of COVID-19. But with safe and effective vaccines finally being administered, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Getting vaccinated is the fastest way that life can return to normal.
Under the effective leadership of Director Ray, the agency has remained committed to doing things independently and by the book.
Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. I've called this the most important law that most people have never heard of. It's been called the crown jewel of U.S. intelligence.
Come on, Texas. Come on, America. Time to show up and do what we haven't done in quite some time. That's bounce a rhino out of the United States Senate in a red state where we can have anybody we want.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Semper Fi and no more DEI. J.D. Vance shoots guns and receives a raucous welcome from fellow Marines at Quantico. J.D. Vance really is living the best life, and that he's vice president, so he doesn't have any real official duties whatsoever. So he just gets to do what appear to be his two favorite pastimes, dunk on useless freedom-hating Europeans and shoot guns at whatever Marine Corps base he wants to shoot guns at. Gosh, I'm so insanely jealous. Hegseth announces latest round of DOGE cuts within the Pentagon worth over $500 million. And believe me when I tell you that scratching the surface of how those monsters in the Pentagon have wasted and stolen our money. Ghost gun ban is upheld by the Supreme Court. That's right. The right-wing Supreme Court. We're always told how right-wing they are. Once again, screws us over on something. I'm telling you right now, Trump's going to have to ignore him. Trump directs spy satellites to surveil the U.S.-Mexico border. That whole war on the cartels thing has been eerily quiet, yet Trump is dead serious about it. That probably means they're gathering information for the coming storm. Might want to keep your head down in Mexico. Russia, too soon to restart strategic nuclear stability talks with the U.S. Okay, well, it's too soon, whatever. Hailing auto tariffs, the UAW reverses its stance on President Trump. United Auto Workers Union, they endorse Kamala Harris for president. Now they're coming around on Trump. Man, the whole world is kind of changing. Argentina to declassify archives on the Nazis who took refuge after World War II. One of those really, really creepy historical stories is all the Nazis that went to live wonderful lives in South America at the end of that whole ugly bit of business. Anyway, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.